Alice by Neville Shute. Dramatized by Moya O'Shea. With music by Neil Brand.
Soldier, you live? You live, soldier?
Come on.
In Kuantan, on the evening of that day in July 1942, when Joe Harmon was crucified, a sergeant came to Captain Sugama in the district commissioner's house and reported the Australian was still alive. Sugama found this curious, and as they were still half an hour before his evening rice, strolled down to the open ground to have a look. The body, covered in a great mass of flies, still hung by its hands facing the tree. Blood had drained from the blackened mess that was its back and had run down the legs to form a pool on the ground.
Soldier, is there anything I can get for you before you die?
Bloody bastard! I have one of your black chickens and a bolt of beer.
Oi!
Sugama called for his orderly and told him to fetch a bottle of beer. The man protested there wasn't any, and the captain, knowing this to be true, dispatched a number of his men to visit all the Chinese eating houses in Kuantan to see if a bottle could be found. An hour later, they returned, unsuccessful.
Take soldier down. Take soldier down! Take soldier down! Now!
Sugama had been unable to grant the dying man his last wish. Therefore, the Australian could not be allowed to die, or the captain would be disgraced. Joe Harmon was taken down from the tree, the nails removed, and he was gently placed on a stretcher, face down, so as not to injure him any further. He was taken to hospital and remained there for a long time.
The well is complete and the women are pleased. I wonder, is it wise to allow something in the village that makes the women laugh so much?
They are very happy, Matamin.
It is so. Soon every village will want a well. 6 years ago, the English men came to our village and lived amongst us. Now, Jean has returned and built a well as a thank offering.
The women, Jean, as you know, were not gathered around giving Sulaiman and Hussein directions for the new washhouse.
Too many directions, oh dear.
Have been busy grinding chilies, ginger, turmeric, coriander, cloves,
and cinnamon and galinga.
Cinnamon and galinga, lemongrass and peanuts to make satay, and mi goreng and nasi dagang, and coconut to make the santan for laksa, and sagu gula melaka, and thanks to you, Jean.
Jean, you sit by yourself again?
Just thinking.
You will be leaving us soon. Back to England?
Yes. Fatima?
Yes, Jean?
Do you think there would be a hotel or anything at Kuantan if I stopped there for a day or so?
You want to go back there?
I think I do.
Because of the Australian soldier?
I'd like to go and see the people at the hospital and find out what I can. Sister Frost said you worked at the hospital in the first part of the war.
Yes, before I married. I remember the Australian soldier very well. Joe Harmon was his name.
Yes, Joe Harmon.
I nursed him for 3 or 4 months. None of us thought he would live in the beginning. Are you the lady that was leading the party of women and children from Panong?
Yes, yes I am.
I thought you must be. He was always wanting to know about you and your party, if anyone knew where you were. Of course, with Captain Sugama in charge, you didn't pay to go around asking questions. I forget your name. Paget. Jean Paget.
No, that wasn't it. I wonder if he was talking about someone else.
Mrs. Frith?
No. Oh, I'll remember presently. When he was fit enough to travel, Sergeant Harmon was sent to a prison camp in Singapore. We knew it would take years for the muscles in his back to regain their strength, if ever. But we did hear he was able to walk again in time, with two sticks.
Oh, thank God.
Other than that, I don't know what else I can tell you.
You've been most helpful, Mrs. Miller. Thank you very much for your time. And for the tea.
It's been a pleasure, Miss Paget.
Oh, can you tell me the way to the market?
Oh, yes, end of the street, turn left.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, Miss Paget!
Yes?
I just remember that name, the one he was always talking about. Mrs. Boom. That was it. Mrs. Boom. Was that one of your party?
I did think of writing to him at Wallera, the cattle station he worked on, somewhere near Alice Springs. But thinking it over, if he can't work because of his injuries, he might not be there anymore.
I suppose it would take ages to get a reply anyway. And this brings me to what I wanted to tell you when I started this letter, Noel. And I hope it won't be too much of a shock. I'm going on to Australia from here.
Australia? Oh, my dear.
I will fly to Darwin and take the bus from there to Alice Springs. It should take about 3 days. Once there, I will try to get to Wallera and find out what I can. Someone in the district is bound to know what happened to him, where he is now, hopefully. My plane leaves on Thursday, so I should be in Australia somewhere by the time you receive this letter. I'll have an awful lot to tell you when I get home, won't I? I will pick up a ship from Townsville or Brisbane, and should be home in England for Christmas at the latest.
Oh. Yes, come in.
Sorry to disturb you, Noel. Nora's at lunch, and I wondered... Are you all right?
My Paget girl. You know, the McFadden estate we're trustees for. She's not coming home, after all. She's gone on from Malaya to Australia.
I told you she was old enough to make a packet of trouble for us. Odd, though.
What?
Well, that's what I came in to tell you. There's a man outside. Wants to see you. I understand it's something to do with Miss Paget.
What sort of man?
Says his name is Harmon.
Harmon? All right, Lester. Show him in.
Hello, Miss Paget. Welcome to Australia.
Oh, how do you know who I am?
The stewardess tells me you're getting off here and you're staying at the Darwin Hotel. Can I give you a lift into town?
No, but...
I'm Stuart Hopkinson. I represent the Sydney Monitor up here. I mean, every plane. You never know who's arriving. Sometimes you're Prime Minister or movie star.
Or London typist. Looking for a story?
Yeah, perhaps. You staying long in Darwin?
No. I get the bus for Alice Springs tomorrow.
Yeah, come out and get married like most girls.
What? I don't think so.
Mr. Harmon, my name is Strachan. You wanted to see me?
I won't keep you long.
Now, please sit down, Mr. Harmon, and tell me what I can do for you.
I was wondering if you could tell me anything about Miss Jean Paget.
Miss Paget is a client of mine. You evidently know that, but I'm afraid a client's business is entirely confidential. Are you a friend of hers?
Kind of. We met once in the war. In Malaya, that was.
Ah.
I'm over here from Queensland. I run a cattle station in the Gulf Country about 20 miles from Willstown. Station's called Midhurst. I don't know nobody in England except Miss Paget. I've come here for a sort of holiday, and I thought perhaps Miss Paget might be glad to know that I was in England, but I don't know her address.
Rather a long way to come for a holiday.
I struck it lucky. Won the casket.
The casket?
The golden casket. Oh, my word. We couldn't get along without the casket in Queensland. It's the state lottery that gets the money to build hospitals.
I see. Did you win a prize?
Did I win a prize? I won £1,000. Not English pounds, of course. Australian pounds. But it's £1,000 to us. That's how I got the money to come here.
Tell me, how did you know that I was Miss Paget's solicitor?
I remembered her telling me in Malaya she was from Southampton. I didn't know any address, so I went there and stayed in a hotel. I never saw a city that had been bombed before. Oh, my word. Well, I looked in the telephone book and asked a lot of people, but all I could find out was she had an aunt in Colwyn Bay, so I went there.
You went to Wales?
Yes. I think her aunt thought I was up to some crook game or other. She wouldn't tell me anything about Miss Paget other than you were her trustee, whatever that means. So I came here.
When did you arrive in England?
5 days ago.
You landed at Southampton, did you?
No, I flew from Australia. I've got a good stockman looking after Midhurst for me, but I wouldn't want to be away too long. Not more than 3 months. Right now's the slack season in the Gulf Country.
So you came to London, went straight to Southampton, and then to North Wales?
That's right.
You must want to see Miss Paget very much.
I do.
I've got a disappointment for you, I'm afraid, Mr. Harmon. Miss Paget is abroad.
Is she far away? I mean, is it France or anything like that where I could get to see her?
She's travelling in the East.
I see.
Well, the most I can do for you is to forward a letter. I can do that if you care to write one, and I'll send it airmail. However, it may be a month or so before you get an answer.
I never thought after coming all this way I'd find she'd gone walkabout. What address shall I put on the letter, Mr. Strachan?
I can't give you my client's address. But what I suggest you do is write it and bring it to me here tomorrow. Then, if she wants to see you, she can get in touch with you herself.
You don't think she'd want to see me?
Oh, I didn't say that. I'm quite sure when she hears you've been in England looking for her, she will write to you. There's something you ought to know, Mr. Harmon. Miss Paget is a fairly wealthy woman. It is not unlikely she could be troubled by tout. I'm not suggesting you're anything of the kind. But I have to be careful.
I never knew she had money. She told me she was just a typist in an office.
That's quite true. She inherited some money recently. Where are you staying?
The Kingsway Palace.
Right. Well, write a letter saying what it is you want to say and bring it to me at 12 o'clock tomorrow would be suitable. 12 o'clock then, Mr. Harmon.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Strachan. Mm.
Come in.
Excuse me, Mrs. Driver.
Oh, hello, Miss Paget. Everything all right? Room okay?
Yes, thank you. Everything's fine.
And how do you like Alice?
Oh, I like it very much. I should think you could have a pretty good time here.
You seem to have even got a hairdresser's and 2 picture houses.
Yes, there's everything anyone could possibly want.
Too right. Not many towns like this in the outback. So what can I do for you?
I'm on my way to Adelaide to stay with my sister.
Oh.
She's married to an Australian and living there. I come by way of Alice Springs as I want to try and get in touch with a second cousin of mine. He hasn't written home for about 10 years. He's a cowboy on a cattle farm.
A stockman? What's his name?
Joe Harmon.
Joe Harmon? Joe Harmon? Worked out at Wallera?
Yes, that's right. Do you know if he's still there?
Oh, he used to come into the hotel a lot just after the war, but he was only around for about 6 months. He was a prisoner of the Japs, he was. They treated him something awful. Came back with scars on his hands where they put nails in. Crucified him or some such.
Really? Do you know where he is now?
Well, last I heard he went back to Queensland, where he come from, managing a cattle station in the Gulf Country.
You don't know the address?
I'm afraid I don't. Tommy Devine'd know it, though, out at Wallera, but he was in town Friday, so probably won't be back for another 2 or 3 weeks.
I suppose Joe Harmon took his family with him when he went to Queensland.
I never heard Joe had a family. He wasn't ever married, as far as I know.
Oh. Perhaps I could ring Mr. Devine at Wallera for the address.
You could if there was a phone, but there isn't. Of course, there's the radio schedule, mornings and evenings.
The schedule?
Yeah, the radio network run by the Flying Doctor Service from the hospital. The operator passes on the news. Tell you what, if you write out a message and take it down to Mr. Taylor at the hospital, he'll pass it over the radio to Tommy Devine tonight.
Joe Harmon did not keep his appointment the next day at 12 o'clock. By 3 o'clock, I was most concerned. If he should vanish into thin air, Jean Paget, I knew, would be very cross with me. Between clients, I rang the Kingsway Palace Hotel. I rang again that evening, and again the following morning. He had not checked out. His bags were still in his room, but it was obvious to the staff he had not been in all night. And then a thought occurred to me. Harmon must have been bitterly disappointed to find Jean had gone away. I got Nora, my secretary, to ring around the police courts.
Yeah, sorry the wife couldn't help you last night, Miss Paget. I was out chasing bodies during the evening schedule. Over.
Hold the button down like this, Miss Paget.
Oh, right. That's all right, Mr. Devine. Do you know Joe Harmon's address?
Over. Say over.
Oh. Over.
Yeah. He's manager of a station called Midhurst near Willstown, Queensland. It's in the Gulf Country. Tally can show you where it is on the map. You can write to him there. Over.
Thank you, Mr. Devine. You've been a great help. And I suppose his family went there with him. His wife? Over.
Oh, I never heard nothing of a wife. Did y'all get married?
Here he is, Noel.
Good day, Mr. Strachan. I've lost a shoe, but I've still got one left, see? Goodness knows where.
Thanks for collecting him, Lester.
No problem. Nora tracked him down at Bow Street.
Oh, I've been on the grog.
So I see. There was a fine, I suppose.
40 shillings, drunk and disorderly. I paid it.
Thanks, Lester.
Any time. I'll get back to the office. Bye, Noel. Bye, Mr. Harmon.
Oh, goodbye.
Bye, Lester.
Thanks, mate.
I thought it best you came back to the flat to clean up. You can't go back to the hotel looking like that. You can try on a pair of my shoes, and if they're too small, I'll send out for a pair.
I'll be right. I don't want to be no trouble.
It's no trouble at all. Miss Paget would never forgive me if I let a friend of hers go wandering the streets.
And then, see here? Mm-hmm. Just to the north is Willstown, at the mouth of the Gilbert River, on the Gulf of Carpentaria.
Looks a long way from anywhere.
It is.
Mr. Taylor, what sort of place is it?
Well, it's a fair cow up there. It's got an airstrip, anyway. I don't suppose it's got much else. I've never been there, of course. Don't know anyone who has.
I've got to go and see Joe Harmon after coming all this way.
Likely to be rough living, oh, my word. There aren't too many places as good as Alice.
Would there be a hotel?
Oh, there'd be a hotel, all right. They've got to have their grog.
Those jokers I was with took all the money I had on me. Mr. Robinson paid the fine, but I can pay him back. I've got a thing called a letter of credit that the bank in Brisbane gave me.
You didn't come back with that letter for Miss Paget.
I changed my mind. I won't be writing to her.
Oh, as you like.
I better be getting along now. Will it be all right if I drop the shoes back later?
And must you go just yet? Now sit down. I shall be writing to Miss Paget in a day or so. She's sure to want to know all about you.
You're going to write and tell her I was here?
Of course.
It would be better if you forget about it, Mr. Strachan. Just don't say anything at all.
Is it because I told you about the inheritance?
You mean the money?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind about her having money. No, it's Willstown.
I don't understand. I'm right in thinking that you first met Miss Paget in the war. In Malaya, you were both prisoners.
That's right.
Sometime in 1942.
Yes, it was.
And you've never met or written to her since.
That's right.
Mr. Harmon, it strikes me as very odd you want to get in touch with her. After all, it's been 6 years.
Why now? Happened in May. I was in this pub in Julia Creek.
1,400 cattle.
Huh. We've just driven them down from Midhurst. Took about 4 weeks.
How far is Midhurst?
From Julia Creek? Oh, about 300 miles by way of the Norman River. So, what are you doing here? It's not often you see TAA pilots this way.
Fuel leak. We're here for the night.
Hey, buy you a drink?
Sure, why not? Two beers, thanks, mate.
All right. You were in the war?
Wasn't everyone?
I couldn't help notice the scars.
On my hands. Yeah, well, Japs did that, teaching me a lesson. In Malaya.
I was in Malaya, towards the end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Crook dealer, eh?
Crook all right. No fear.
Yeah, everyone in camps. Although the funniest thing I ever struck was a party of women and children that had never gone into prison camp at all. They spent most of the war in a Malay village working the paddy fields.
Where was that?
Somewhere between Kuantan and Kota Baru. I flew them out to Singapore. All English they were, but looked just like Malays. All the women in native clothing.
Was there a Mrs. Paget with them?
Mrs. Paget? Well, there was a Miss Paget. Hey, she was a hell of a girl. She was their leader.
Mrs., a dark-haired girl with a baby.
Yeah, that's right, a dark-haired girl. She had a little boy about 4 years old that she was looking after, but it wasn't hers. It belonged to a woman who had died.
Oh, I thought she was a married woman.
No, she wasn't, because the Japs had taken all their wedding rings. So they had to be sorted out, and that was quite easy, because they were all Mrs. So-and-so, except for Miss Jean Paget.
That's right. Jean was her name. I thought she was a married woman, Mr. Strachan. I thought she was a married woman until I ran into that TAA pilot at Julia Creek. She was a bonzer girl. If ever I got married, it would have to be to someone like her.
I see. That's why you came to England?
That's right.
I still don't understand why you've given up the idea of writing to Miss Paget. You said something about Willstown.
I thought about a lot of things since I visited your office. Running a cattle station is the only work I know. I hope to get a place of my own one day, but the outback is a crook place for a woman.
In what way?
Well, take Willstown, for instance.
Mm.
There's no radio station to listen to. Only the shortwave stuff from Brisbane, and that comes and goes with the static. No shops selling fresh fruit or vegetables, ice cream, dresses. No swimming pool where a girl can sit around in a pretty bathing dress. Although it can be hot there. Oh, my word. And there's no other young women. I don't believe there's more than five in the district between the age of 17 and 40. As soon as they're old enough, they leave for the city.
Are all outback towns like that?
Most of them. There's only one good town for a woman. Alice Springs. Alice is a bonza place. Oh, my word. A girl's got everything in Alice. Two picture houses, shops for everything. Eddie McLean's swimming pool. Alice is a bonza town, all right. But that's the only one.
What you mean is, if you got Miss Paget to agree to marry you, you don't think she'd be happy in Willstown?
It all sort of seemed different in Malaya. She was a prisoner and she hadn't got nothing, and I hadn't got nothing either. So there was a pair of us. When I got to know that there was a possibility she still wasn't married, I was in such a hurry to get over here, I didn't stop to think about the outback. Never known it to work. For a girl to come straight from England to the outback, for a girl with money, it would be worse still. So I went on the grog.
Look, Joe, we want to think about this thing a bit. I think I will have to write and tell Miss Paget I've met you. You see, she thought you were dead.
You knew about me, then?
Oh, not much. I knew you sold chickens for her, and what the Japs did to you. It's been a very deep grief for her. You wouldn't want her to go on like that, would you? Jean thinks it was her fault.
Her fault? She told me not to stick my bloody neck out. No, it wasn't her fault.
You ought to write to her. Now, please think it over. When have you got to be back in Australia?
About the end of October.
Oh, that gives you about 2.5 months. Will you fly or go by ship?
Might as well save what's left of my money and go by ship.
Now, that means you'll have to leave fairly soon, then, say within a fortnight.
Doesn't seem much point in staying here. You're sure she won't be coming back to England?
Not in that time, I'm afraid.
Good afternoon. Mrs. Driver at the Talbot Arms told me I could send a telegram from here.
That's right. I'll give you a form.
Here we are. You got a pen? Yes, I have. Thank you.
Well, you just write your message down there and then bring it back to me when you're finished.
All right.
Table in the corner you can use.
Thank you. To Joe Harmon, Midhurst Station, care of Willstown, Queensland. Joe, have recently arrived in Australia and was passing through. Oh. Joe, you will never guess where I'm at. No. Right. Joe, heard of your recovery from Kuantan atrocity only recently. So happy. Stop. I am in Australia now and coming up to Willstown to see you next week. Jean Paget.
All finished?
Will you send this to me, please?
Yeah, of course I will. I'll do it straight away.
I'll write to her in a day or so and give her your address. I know she'll be so sorry to have missed you. By the time you get to Midhurst, there'll probably be a letter from her waiting for you.
Then I won't write until I hear from her. In a way, I'm glad I didn't meet her over here. It's probably all turned out for the best.
Joe, there's something you ought to know.
Yes, Mr. Strachan?
I'm expecting a letter from Miss Paget any day now. I'll have a better idea of her whereabouts.
Oh, right. Well, thanks for doing so much for me, Mr. Strachan. I'll write to you from Midhurst.
That's all right, Joe. You're bound to find a letter from Miss Paget when you get back home. You may even find more than that. I had reason for that last remark.
I had a letter from her in my pocket that had come by that day's mail, and it was postmarked Willstown. Again, I did not wait for the ship to sail, but said my goodbyes to Harmon at the gangway. I took a cab back to my flat, as I did not much feel like going into work, and in my sitting room, by the fire, reread Jean's letter. From Alice Springs, she had flown to Cloncurry by mail plane, a journey that involved dropping off and picking up mail, stockmen, travellers and supplies at countless homesteads of countless cattle stations along the way. After a night in Cloncurry, she was woken at dawn for the flight to Willstown, arriving there mid-afternoon.
Good. How's there? Tank's getting low. Anyone meeting you here, Miss Paget?
I was hoping there might be. No. I've come to see someone who's living in this district on one of the stations. I'll have to go to the hotel, I think.
Who is it? Al Burns, the Shell agent out there on the track. He knows everybody here.
I want to see Joe Harmon at Midhurst.
Well, Al's bound to know him. Come on. I'll take you over. Here, let me give you a hand. Careful now.
Oh, thanks.
Good day, Al.
Oh, good day, Roy.
Oh, I need about 70 gallons. Haven't checked the oil yet. I'll have a look in a minute. Hey, I've got a passenger, Miss Paget. She's here to see Joe Harmon.
I sent him a telegram to say I was coming. I suppose he mustn't have got it. I was hoping you'd be here to meet me.
I couldn't have got the telegram, Miss Paget. Joe Harmon's in England.
What?
Yeah, he's in England. Went there for a holiday. He's due back about the end of October, from what Jim Lennon out of Midhurst tells me.
England?
Yeah.
England. England, oh, that is wonderful. England.
Roy?
Hmm?
Reckon she's all right.
Yeah. Good afternoon. I'm Jean Paget. I've got to stop in Willstown until next week, and I wondered if you'd have a room, please.
Well, I don't know, I'm sure. You're travelling alone?
Yes. I came to see Joe Harmon, but they tell me he's gone away, so I'm going on to Cairns to wait for him there.
Well, you just missed the Cairns plane. Went this morning. Don't go again for another week.
Yes, I know. That's why I need the room.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. You see, the men sleep out on the balcony often as not, with the heat. Wouldn't be very nice for you.
Surely there must be something.
Well, got a couple of rooms out the back, overlooking the yard. You'll see the boys all going to the gents, but I can't help that.
I expect I'll survive.
You've been in outback towns before?
Oh, I've only just come out from England.
Oh, that's so. What's it like in England now? Do you get enough to eat with the rationing? I've got a sister married to an Englishman living at a place called Dorking. I send her home a parcel every month.
Here it is, Miss Paget. Table in the corner if you want to write letters. Now, you'll need the mosquito net at night, so just tug it over like this. The whatnot's down the end of the backyard.
Seems fine. Thank you, Mrs. Connor.
Nobody comes along this corridor except Annie. She's the maid. Sleeps in the other room. If you hear any goings on at night, I hope you'll let me know. I've got my eye on that girl. Now, you'll get a nice draft through if you leave your door open a chink. Prop your case against it so no one can come barging in by mistake. You ain't married?
No.
There'll be every ringer in this district coming to have a look at you. You better be prepared for that.
I will.
Are you a friend of Joe Harmon's, then?
I met him in the war, in Singapore, when we were both waiting for passage home. Then, as I was in Australia, I sent him a telegram to say I'd come and see him. I didn't know he'd gone to England.
Mm. Odd that. You here, him there.
Yes, I suppose it is.
I reread Jean's first letter from Willstown many times. I tried to picture the sparse town as she had described it, with its 30 or so buildings scattered over 2 wide dirt roads, all overshadowed by the enormous corrugated iron edifice that was the Australian Hotel. Its public bar was out of bounds to her, being a woman, but the broad, shady verandas were a haven for those seeking escape from the dying sun of the day.
Good evening.
Good evening. I saw you come in with Al Burns yesterday. You came in the aeroplane, didn't you?
That's right.
I hear you're from England.
Yeah.
So, what's it like then? Do you get enough to eat?
Yes. We're all pretty used to the rationing now.
My dad came from England. From a place called Wolverhampton. Is that near where you live?
It's about 200 miles.
Oh, quite close. You'll know the family then. Name's Fletcher. I'm Pete Fletcher.
How do you do, Mr. Fletcher? I'm afraid there are lots of people in England, especially between London and Wolverhampton.
Yeah? Oh, it's fine.
Hello, Miss Paget. Get fixed up all right, did you?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Burns. I have everything I need.
Cool off of you out here, on the veranda.
Yes, it is, much.
And the idea is to sleep in the afternoon. Have a nap when it's hottest. You'll find that's what most of the folks in town do.
Then I shall do the same. Tell me, why is the town so spread out? I've been sitting here trying to work it out.
There was houses all along here once, all along the main street. I got a photograph of this town, took in 1905. I'll bring it and show you tomorrow. Good day, my name's Tim Whelan.
Hello, Mr. Whelan.
Tim.
Hello, Tim. Were there more people living here then?
This was one of the gold towns, Miss Paget. Maybe you wouldn't know about that, but there was 30,000 people living here at one time.
30,000?
No, it was 8,000. I read it in a book.
My dad said there were 30,000 when he came here first.
Well, this book said that there
were... How many are here now?
Oh, I don't know. How many would you say, Tim?
He builds all the coffins, so he ought to know.
150. Nah, it's more like 120. Living here in town, not on the stations, of course, right here in town.
Yeah, but what about them on the outskirts?
It's probably closer to 145.
Yeah, but some of them on the outskirts are still on stations.
Were there gold mines here?
Were there ever? There were claims by the hundred one time, all up and down these creeks. Oh, my word. And there were 17 hotels here. 17.
Steamers used to come up here from Brisbane in those days. All around Cape York and right up the river to the landing stage. Oh, I never seen them myself, but that's what my old man told me.
What happened? Did the gold run out?
Yeah. They got the stuff out of the creeks and the surface reefs, the stuff that was easy got. But then when they had to go deeper and use a lot of machinery, it didn't pay.
And then the people went away. Houses just tumbled down with neglect.
It was the same in Normandon and Croydon.
Ghost towns. That's what they called the Gulf towns in the book I read. Ghost towns.
Jean had reasoned it would be better to wait for Joe Harmon in Cairns, a thriving holiday resort on the tropical North Queensland coast. However, as Mrs. Connor had explained, there wouldn't be a plane to Cairns for another week. This gave Jean time to get to know Willstown and its ways.
Good morning, Miss Pedders.
Good morning, Annie.
Breakfast is steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs?
Yep, steak with 2 fried eggs on top.
Oh, no, I don't want any steak.
Oh, you don't have to eat it.
Could I just have 1 fried egg?
And no steak?
Yes.
You mean just 1 fried egg on a plate by itself?
That's right.
I'll ask Mrs. Connor.
Mrs. Connor? What? Some lady doesn't want any steak, she just wants 1 fried egg.
She has 2.
Mrs. Connor says we've only got 1 breakfast, steak and eggs.
How much of this do you put in the water? I think it's an ounce to a gallon, isn't it? What does it say on the packet? Where it says directions to use.
Annie don't read very well.
I can read.
How can you? Then read us what's written on the packet.
Well, I haven't had much practice lately. I can read it right when I was at school. All you do is just go on putting in soap flakes until the water lathers properly.
Annie, I'm going to set up for tea. I'll need your help.
I'll be there in a minute. Yeah,
we'll see that you are.
I use ordinary soap. Don't come up so well as this. Are you a nurse?
I'm a typist.
Oh, I thought you might be a nurse. Most women that come to Wheelstown are nurses. They don't stay here long, though. 6 months and they've had enough. If you'd been a nurse, I'd have asked you for some medicine. I've been feeling really crook lately. I was sick this morning.
That's bad, Annie.
I think I'll go up to the hospital last just to Google for some tablets or something.
I should do that.
Yeah.
The week in Willstown went slowly. Jean's mornings were spent letter writing, attending to small tasks, or perhaps taking in a visit to Bill Duncan's general store. After lunch, as Pete Fletcher had suggested, she would retire to her bed to escape the ferocious heat of the high afternoon sun. Evenings were always spent on the veranda.
It's all right here. Good cattle country. More rain than what you get further south. But I'm off out of it next year. My brother, he's down at Brockhampton working on the railway. He said he'd get me a job in a gang if I went down there and joined him.
Is it better pay there?
Well, no. I don't think it is quite so good. We get £5.17 and 6 here. That's all fine, of course. That's for an ordinary stock rider.
That's not bad, is it, for a single man?
It pays all right. Trouble is the place. There's nothing to do here.
There's a chap supposed to come every fortnight and show films in the Shire Hall, that building over there. But he hasn't been for a month.
What about dances?
They try it sometimes, but it's a crook place for a dance. Not enough girls.
There's about 50 of us stockmen coming to Willstown, Miss Paget, and there's 3 unmarried girls to dance with. Doris Nash, Susie Anderson and Annie Mason. That's 3 between the age of 16 and 22, say. Not counting the kids and the married women.
Susie's more than 22.
But what happens to all the girls? There must be more than that around here.
They all go to the cities for jobs. There's nothing for a girl to do in Willstown.
I go to Townsville and Rockhampton. Brisbane, too. That's where I'm going.
Don't you like it on the cattle station, Pete?
The station's all right, but, I mean, a bloke's got a right to have a girl and get married like anybody else.
It's really like that, is it?
No, it's a fair cow up here. No kidding. You see, Miss Paget, if a girl's got a head screwed on right, say like it was you, as soon as you was old enough, you'd be out of hand to the city.
But who will run the stations if you ringers leave?
That's the manager's headache. I've got headaches of my own.
Can I come in, Miss Paget?
Oh, yes, of course, Annie, do. Come in. Sit down, let me move some of these magazines.
Oh, don't worry. You must have bought every one in Willstown.
I think I have.
I've been feeling awful bad. Mind if I ask you something, Miss Paget?
Of course. What is it?
I was wondering if you knew how to get rid of a baby.
I'm terribly sorry, Annie, but I don't, and I don't think it's a very good thing to do.
Oh, I went to Sister Dougal and she says that's what's the matter with me. Pa'll beat the daylights out of me when he hears. Well, I know there's things you can do, like eating something or riding on a horse or something like that. And I thought perhaps you might have had to do it and that you'd know.
I've never had to do it, Annie. I don't know. Why don't you ask him to marry you and have it normally?
Well, I don't know how you'd tell which one it was. And Dad also was one of the others, wouldn't they?
I suppose they would.
I think I'll ask my sister Bessie. She might know. She had 2 kids before getting married.
Couldn't Sister Dougal do something to help you?
All right. Well, all she did was call me a wicked girl. That don't help much. I suppose I am a wicked girl, but there's nothing else to do in a crook place like this.
7 of the bullies broke out, and Jim Lennon and Joe had to get back to the homestead pretty quick to round them up.
Yes, he is, Jeff. Regular feature on the veranda these days, with every ringer within 2 of you, don't he? Evening, Miss Paget.
Hello, Al.
How's it going, fellas? Okay.
Hey, Jeff. I thought you'd like to meet Jeff Pocock.
How do you do, Jeff?
How do you, Miss Paget?
Jeff's the best crocodile hunter in all Queensland, aren't you, Jeff?
True, all right, reckon. Yeah, I've been hunting crocs since I was a boy. I reckon I know crocs by this time.
He's got a crocodile skin to show you, Miss Paget. Show her the skin, Jeff. You won't have seen nothing like this in England.
Of course, I cleaned and trimmed and tanned this one myself, but mostly we just salt them and sell them to the tannery like that. Look, here, I'll unroll it for you.
Looks a nice one, Jeff.
Yeah, pretty markings, aren't they, Miss Paget? I bet you never seen a skin like this in England, eh?
Actually, Jeff, I've seen hundreds of them in England.
What?
Now, this is one thing I really know about. I used to work in a factory that made these skins up into handbags and dressing cases and shoes. Ours were tougher than this, I think. You've done the curing very well.
Ah, thanks, Miss Paget. Yeah, I know as they make shoes and things out of them, but I never seen a pair.
How many of these do you get a year?
I turned in 82 last year. Of course, this is a little one. They mostly run to about 30 to 36 inch width of skin, that is. That's a croc about, 11 foot long.
Will you sell me this one, Jeff?
Sell it to you? Mm. What would you want a croc skin for?
I want to make myself a pair of shoes out of it. That's if Tim can make a pair of lasts for me?
Of course I can, Miss Paget. You just show me what size.
Thanks, Tim.
Oh, look, I don't want nothing for the skin, Miss Paget. I'll give it to you.
No, please, I must give you something. It's surely...
No, Miss Paget, look, you just consider it a present.
Well, right then. Thank you, Jeff. I want a bit of calf skin for the soles and some thicker skin for building up the heels.
I can probably get that for you, Miss Paget.
Oh, that would be marvellous, Pete. It's beautifully soft skin. I'll show you what can be done with it.
In the stifling, corrugated iron confines of her hotel room, Jean set to work making a pair of shoes.
Oh, blast!
In fact, she made three pairs before she was in some way satisfied with the result. Tim Whelan made up the lasts from local mulga wood, and Pete Fletcher, good as his word, provided calf skin for the soles and heels, and the soft skin of a young wallaby for the linings. Such was the importance of this project in the life of Willstown. Jean put off her trip to Cairns for a week.
Oh, damn.
And then another.
You really made them yourself, Miss Paget.
Ask Mrs. Connor. She knows the mess I've been making in the bedroom.
You're too right, she has.
See, Jeff, that's what happens to crocodile skins in England. They make them up into shoes like this. Pretty, aren't they?
Oh, my word. They're as good as you'd buy in a shop.
They're not really. I haven't got the proper tools or the proper fixative, and the whole thing's messy too. But I made them up just to show you all what can be done with the skins that Jeff brings in.
I bet you could sell them in Cairns.
How much does a pair of shoes will that cost in England?
In a shop? About £4.15, I should say. I know the manufacturer gets about 45 bob, but then there's the purchase tax and the retailer's commission to go on as well. Of course, you can pay much more than that for a really good shoe. People pay up to £10 in some shops.
£10 for a pair of shoes like that?
I think they're beautiful, Miss Paget.
Thank you, Al.
Yep, they're really something, all right.